From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It's Tuesday, March 13th. Weather-wise today, we'll see mostly sunny skies across the region. Look for high around 44. It will be breezy. Winds will be out of the northwest at 6 to 14 miles an hour. We could see gusts as high as 20 miles an hour. Illinois hospitals may soon have more money for treating low-income patients. Governor Bruce Rauner yesterday signed legislation intended to help them collect billions of dollars. Sam Dunklow has more.
State lawmakers have been negotiating the Hospital Assessment Program for months. It's one of the ways Illinois hospitals get federal money to pay health care costs of disabled, poor, and elderly people on Medicaid. The money would have dried up this summer if lawmakers didn't come up with a new way to distribute it. Signing the legislation, Governor Rauner says hospitals in the state's poorest regions will get more money.
It's long overdue to come up with a new way to reimburse health care delivery in the state for the most vulnerable among us.
The plan still has to be approved in Washington, which could take up to a year. I'm Sam Dunklaw.
Approving the plan was on a fast track because the current hospital assessment program expires in July, and with it, billions of dollars in federal matching funds. Despite the governor's signature, the measure still needs that federal approval. Hardin County General Hospital Administrator Roby Williams says he hopes the feds act quickly.
I think one time that they renewed it, it was like a year and a half or something. Information I'm getting is that HFS feels like that they can get it passed before the deadline, but I'm not sure.
Without the program, some hospitals like Hardin County General could be forced to close. Well, several Illinois lawmakers want to hold generic drug companies accountable for what they call excessive price increases. Daisy Contreras has more.
The proposal would allow Illinois' Attorney General to investigate when prices increase beyond a certain level. Representative Will Guzzardi, a Chicago Democrat, says these prices are often left unregulated because insurance covers the costs.
The Medicaid program spends a whole lot of money on prescription drugs. And so when these companies engage in price gouging, that costs the state hundreds of millions of dollars that we're spending directly on pharmaceutical companies.
But those who produce off-brand medicine disagree. They say small price increases help the industry stay afloat while bringing much-needed savings to others. Some say Guzzardi's legislation fails to regulate larger brand-name companies that hold exclusive rights on certain drugs for decades. I'm Daisy Contreras.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture is asking for public input as it considers new dietary guidelines, specifically for infants, pregnant women, and seniors, all of which will be new sections added to the next set of dietary recommendations that will be issued in 2020. A major endeavor is underway to educate soybean farmers about helping save honeybees. The Honeybee Health Coalition this month unveiled a management plan for growers. University of Illinois Assistant Professor Adam Dozenall did the research for the report. He says several factors have led to massive bee die-offs, including pesticide use and loss of habitat.
Certainly there's no question that farming huge amounts of land with one or two crops throughout areas that used to not be cropland has impacts on pollinators. But I think that farmers are interested in seeing recommendations to try to reduce any impacts that they might have.
Recommendations for farmers include spraying fields at night when bees are least active, avoiding applying pesticides during bloom time, and determining where hives are located around the farm. Illinois is the top soybean producer in the nation. And SIU guard Marcus Bartley has been named to the Academic All-American Division I basketball team. The Sports Administration major is the first SIU Saluki picked for the team since 2009. Weather-wise today, mostly sunny skies. We'll see a high near 44. Winds will be out of the northwest at 6 to 14 miles an hour. Clear tonight, an overnight low of 24. More sunshine tomorrow with a high of 49. Even warmer on Thursday. We're looking for mostly sunny skies and a high of 62. I'm Jeff Williams, WSIU Radio News.